Compared with the rest of the nation, the Bay Area is an easy place to go green. Many restaurants will give you takeout with biodegradable containers and silverware. Trash cans have a section for recyclables. And San Francisco, along with other Bay Area cities, even offers compost collection. But there's one arena of eco-consciousness that some people, even in the Bay Area, often choose to ignore. Did you know that a typical high-efficiency toilet uses 1.28 gallons of water per flush? On average, it's what consumes the most water in your household. Oakland-based water rights activist Laura Allen noticed this, and she decided to come up with an alternative. Reporter Mwenda Hasey went to speak with her about how she created a toilet that turns human waste into something called humanure. It's part of our series called Living Off the Grid.
I've decided to try to go on my own in this rustic environment. We are in a place I call the center of the middle of nowhere. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. And there's other sublime moments where it's really quite worth it.
A waterless or non-flushing toilet is usually a crisis situation filled with unspeakable smells. But Laura Allen wants people to know that it doesn't have to be like that.
So we're in a sewerless bathroom.
Her toilet is in the basement of her house, and it's both waterless and non-flushing, but it's not broken. It's supposed to be this way because it's a composting toilet. It's raised a few feet off the floor to make room for the collection chamber under the house. Next to the toilet is a bucket of sawdust. Taped to its lid are simple handwritten instructions.
After your deposit, please add a scoopful of sawdust to cover. Everybody needs to sit to use the toilet for pee or poo.
Now let me back up a second, because Laura didn't just wake up one day and decide to do away with traditional toilets. For Laura, it started when she was in college. She was living with seven roommates, and they all noticed their water bill was getting really expensive.
So when we got our first bill, it was quite shocking to see how much water we used. And none of us had any idea where it came from, where it went. We realized we were completely ignorant about that. And so that was kind of an awakening of, wow, bitter. I don't want to live this way. I want to, you know, be much more connected and understand how I'm impacting the greater world around me.
This led Laura and her roommates to divert and recycle all the water they could. Dishwater, shower water, laundry water, it's all known as gray water, which means it's safe enough to be reused. Later, Laura helped form a water rights group called Guerrilla Gray Water Action Girls. Their MO? Educate and empower people to use water more sustainably. But gray water wasn't enough for Laura. She thought of her toilet and found out that toilets alone can take up a third of household water use. But you most definitely can't reuse toilet water because it isn't safe. So how do you reduce a toilet's impact? Eliminate water from the equation.
The first time we harvested, when it was finished, I was surprised. I mean, when you see like what you knew it went in there, and then you see it, and it's just like earthy soil. It smells like great, you know, earth, like that hummusy, foresty smell, and it's completely transformed.
And yes, by harvested, she means the collection of human waste. Feces transformed into what some call humanure. The process is pretty simple. The poo bucket is under the house. It gets emptied once a week into a larger rain barrel. Once it's full, Laura covers it and lets nature take over. And in 1 year, voila, you have humanure. And you might be wondering, does it stink? Well, the sawdust coupled with an air vent creates an anaerobic process, meaning it doesn't smell. Laura's bathroom actually smells clean with a hint of cedarwood thanks to the sawdust. And the urine? Laura collects that too in a separate container to use as fertilizer in her garden. Human urine is rich with nitrogen, which plants need to grow. She almost gets more excited about urine diversion than composting.
Not a lot of people know about it, but then you'll get the closet urine recycler who'll be like, what? I do that too. Like, I never knew it was a thing. They'll like figure it out. It's good for their plants and they don't want to tell anyone. But then when they find out other people, they're like, oh yeah, because I think more people do it than you would suspect.
In Laura's bathroom, there's a large photo of a few ears of corn. Some were fertilized with urine and some weren't.
You can see in the picture the zero urine corn is like tiny. It's like the cobs are like 2 inches tall. And then the one grown with the most urine, the cobs are, you know, big and yellow and probably like 8 to 10 inches long. So it's very visual how well it works.
Composting toilets are gaining traction, slowly. When you look at the average American, they probably wouldn't want to get so up close and personal with their waste. And logistically, composting toilets currently can't work for everyone. There has yet to be a design that would fit multi-story buildings in dense urban neighborhoods. Laura and many other water rights activists are more than aware of the challenges.
Well, you have to meet people where they're at and what people are comfortable with and, you know, go with what works for them first. And usually when people take one step forward one direction, then they get comfortable with that and they can do another thing and get comfortable with that.
Laura says gray water is a good way to start for most people. According to the California Gray Water Policy Center, millions of Americans already use it. In the meantime, Laura works with Gray Water Action to modernize plumbing code and host compost toilet workshops. Ultimately, she wants people to realize it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Or at least 1 and 2.
One!
In Oakland, I'm Wenda Hasey for Cross Currents.
1, 2, 3,